Command Performance, USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over there. Okay there, gang. It's time to stew up another batch of carefully selected plums from Hollywood's family tree. And tonight's guests, as usual, have been plucked from your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Before I turn things over to your master of ceremonies, I want to explain that we have well over 400 waves as our guests in the audience for this particular session. So if you hear a little less and a little more you'll know the reason why. But now, here is your mistress of ceremonies by popular demand of the AES, Miss Barbara Sandwich.
Thank you, Harry Von Zell, and hiya there, gang. Incidentally, Harry, the last time I was on Command Performance, Ken Carpenter introduced me. Have you replaced him permanently?
Oh, no, just for tonight. He knew the audience would be full of waves, and he gets seasick very easily.
I see what you mean. Well, gang, let's get started. We have a lot of territory to cover up before we roll the welcome mat. Our first guest is a gentleman who has been grabbing off lots of blue ribbons in the gentle art of groaning. And your letters prove that his cubbyhold on Command Performance is fast becoming a full-size suite. Here he is, Dick Haynes.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book.
He's a boss.
To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Thank you, Dick Haynes. Incidentally, Dick, I notice that when you sing, you don't hold onto the mic like Sinatra does.
That's right.
And you don't wear loud clothes like Crosby.
I know.
And you don't sing short and dread like Nelson Eddy.
Gee, I must be lousy, huh?
I shouldn't have brought the whole thing up. I want to pause at this point to send regards to Navy Air Crew 5. We're working on your request, gang. Coast Guardsmen Battles, Riddle, Pulaski, and the boys at 331. Sammy de Blasi at 922. Vince Cavallaro and the Jolly Roger unit, including Marsh, Whited. Bill, Butch, Murphy, and Beaver at 986. Barbie and Mangold at an evacuation hospital. McCann, Knip, Smiley, Red, Duck, and Bulldog, a sextet of Hup, 2-3 men. Sergeant Beecher Roy, Musher's Gracias Senor, Blackie and Windy with the Dirty 35ers, White, Hammer, and Johnson at Navy 163, Shoo Shoo, Schultz, and Glamour Pants at 827, F.W. Hammonds and the Groner Club on Soggy Island. Address all mail to 827 Damp Street, Humidityville. And a bunch of the State and Madison gang, Greaseball Patutu, Sad Sack Krizique, I think, I don't know, and Normal, Things Are Normal Cosmala, and Shirley Temple Kostek. Oh, incidentally, we're going to grab a hunk of that good old Michigan Boulevard wind for you guys next time Mother Nature blows up a real whiffer. Meantime, I want to introduce a young man who has just returned to the mainland from Africa, Italy, the CBI, and many other theaters. As a sergeant with that terrific soldier show, Hey Rookie, he has probably played to more servicemen than you can shake a 3-star general at. It's a pleasure to introduce ex-sergeant Sterling Holloway. What's your pleasure?
My pleasure?
Yes, you know. What is your wish?
Oh, that's easy. Right now, I wish I was Robert Taylor.
I thought you came up here to talk about the Army.
Yeah, I know, but even in the Army, you have to maneuver a little.
Sterling, tell us something about the Hey Rookie show.
Well, during the trek with the Hey Rookie gang, we often played to audiences so big that we could hardly see the back 10 rows without field glasses. I'm sure that a good percentage were so far back that they still wonder what the show was all about. And I'd like to clear that up for them. Fellas, it was about the Army. And here's one of the songs I sang. This time, I hope you hear it. Major Whiffles fell in love one day. I was glad that love had come his way. As his orderly, I would serve the missus very well. Last night he showed me a solitaire. It was for the Major's Lady Fair. All looked bright, but since last night, I've a different tale to tell. The lady refused. He wasn't accepted. It was quite unexpected that the lady refused. The lady refused. He took it quite badly, for he loved her madly. But the lady refused. It makes me sad to see the Major this way. He hasn't spoken a word to me all day, except to say, the lady refused. I've closed up the blue room, that new room for two rooms. It will never be used on account of he wasn't accepted. Second chorus. The lady refused. His love was quite chronic, but hers was platonic. So the lady refused. And the method she used was terribly wicked. Oh, it wasn't quite cricket that the lady refused. I used to take her flowers wrapped in his heart. We'd talk for hours and I would take his part. That was the start. Now, I'm so confused. Should I let him guess it? Or should I confess it?
the one that she chose. That's why that lady refused.
Thanks a lot, Sterling Holloway. Now we come to a special department of command performance, which we call Things You Never Expected to Hear Over the Radio, or Mailman, Keep Those Screwballs Quiet. In the past, you've heard Carol Landis heave a sigh, Lana Turner cook a steak, Betty Davis sew up a doily, and Alan Hale bottoms up a glass of beer. But this week's mail brings us our newest and screwiest request. Harry, will you read this letter out loud?
Yes, glad to, Barbara. It goes like this. Dear Command Performance, we are six very dirty, dusty, mud-caked, and grimy soldiers stationed somewhere where it shouldn't happen to a dog. On a clear day here, you can make mud pies. Our plumbing facilities are very crude. When we turn on the faucet marked hot, soot comes out. When we turn on the faucet marked cold, it goes back in. It's been so long since we had a real American bath that all of us are, shall we say, slightly ripe. We'd love to hear the sound of a shower bath running full force again. It would bring back fond memories. Sincerely, Bathless Joe Fink, Dirty Dale Benton, Smelly Tom Brannigan, Scrape It Off Wigsy Wigs, Cruddy Buddy Funk, and I Can't Stand It Myself, Albert Sherry. All of us of APO 636.
Fellas, thanks for a swell letter. Here's hoping you come across a river or a brook real soon. And since your wish is our command, we're going to bring you not only a shower bath, but a real Hollywood star soaping himself up and singing just like you used to do. And here he is, complete with towel, wash rag, and soap, Errol Flynn.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Didn't tell me there were going to be any waves, yeah? Well, I don't suppose you'll believe this, but this will be the first time I've ever taken a shower in public.
Well, don't let that stop you, Errol. It's all good, clean fun.
Okay. Water, please. Soap.
Soap.
Washcloth.
Washcloth.
Toothbrush.
Scalpel.
Well, here goes.
Oh, bless them all, bless them all, bless the corporals, the sergeants and all. Oh, there'll be no promotion this side of the ocean, so back up, boys, bless them all.
Thanks, Errol. I know we couldn't have made a better choice when we elected you to take a shower. A lot of you by now have seen that swell MGM six-reeler called Two Girls and a Sailor. Since its release, we've had a whole litter full of letters asking us to bring to the mic the young lady who wound up with the Navy. Well, your wish is our command, and here she is, lovely June Allison.
Something very precious. Don't abuse it, or you will be sorry. It ain't wise to jeopardize a love like ours, a love like ours. Should never be manhandled. Treat it gently as you would a flower. ain't sound to kick around a love like ours. Hold tight unto it. Don't let a foolish rim endanger sweet romance. Don't take a chance. You'll only rue it when you're out on a limb. A hungry soul is crying for a crumb. Life is just a vacuum, a love like ours is not a passing fancy. It ain't something to play fast and loose with. Take my tip, don't slide or slip. You will make a grave mistake.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you another command performance first. Can you imagine a battleship manned entirely by women? Kindly frightens you, doesn't it? However, just to show you what it would be like, command performance now takes you aboard a super dreadnought run by an entirely feminine crew. Any resemblance to a wave or a lady marine is strictly for laughs. So with a yo-ho-ho and a bottle of Chanel No. 5, we're off to the midship USS Garter Belt, where we find Captain Cass Daly addressing her crew.
Girls, inspection this morning was lousy. In the first place, we hang our laundry on the after deck. We do not fly our panties from the mizzen mat. What's more, someone forgot to put the doily under the second 16-inch gun. And to top it all, this morning I found 12 bobby pins on the poop deck. And by the way, girls, you can stop lining up outside the powder room every morning. All we keep in there is ammunition. All right, dismiss. Yes, sir, dismiss. Just a minute. I want to speak to Chief Petting Officer Stanwyck.
Yes, Captain?
How are you coming along with your assignment?
I finished knitting it this morning, Captain.
Well, well, good. How did it turn out?
Oh, I think you'll find it the nicest slipcover our anchor ever had.
Well, I hope you're better at knitting than you are at painting. That camouflage job you did on our decks was awful.
It was?
I'll say it was. You know the message the Admiral sent me? Pardon me, Captain Daly, but your ship is showing. Now, see that it doesn't happen again.
June Allison, Firewoman Third Class reporting.
Allison, I've got very good news for you. You're being promoted to Firewoman Second Class.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
Well, the way you handled yourself yesterday when you backed into that boiler, we're putting another stripe on your arm.
Not where I burnt myself, Captain.
Well, all right, throw the stripe on any place you like. Anyway, you're doing a great job in the boiler room, Allison.
Thank you, Captain. I think we have the best 45,000-ton ship in the entire fleet.
45,000 tons? Gee, does our ship weigh that much?
Yes, sir.
That's awful. From now on, shovel and ride, Chris, instead of coal. By the way, Chief Stanwyck.
Yes, Captain?
Where was Mrs. Machinist Mate Jackson at muster this morning?
She was below, Captain.
What? There's no excuse for a member of the crew not being at her post. You understand? No excuse. Well, in that case, she's excused. Hey, you, Darnell.
Yes, Captain.
Now, don't play innocent. I seen you putting mascara on your searchlight and winking at destroyers. Go on, get back to your post.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
If you'll pardon me, Captain, your lipstick is a little smeared.
I know, I know. I keep it that way. Like to reminisce, you know. Oh, well, well, well. Where's my compact? I'll fix it.
Oh, gee, men. They are wonderful, weren't they?
Any submarine off the starboard bow.
Not now, Darnell. I'm putting on lipstick.
Another submarine off the port bow.
Darnell, there's a time and place for everything.
Honestly, that girl, she makes me so mad.
Three men, sighted on a raft, dead ahead.
Men? Battle stations, everyone, battle stations. Stand by to pick them up.
No, boy.
Allison, cut that out. And damn it, you stop looking prettier than me.
Well, what about you, dabbing bilge water behind your ears?
It's not danger, Captain.
Good, good. Okay, girls. Woman the lifeboat.
Well, we'll have them aboard in a few minutes.
Well, three of them. Get that tall one who looks like Errol Flynn.
I fully intend to.
Barbara, that redheaded one looks like Sterling Holloway. Do you want him?
Oh, I'll take a chance. Underneath that hair, there may be a face.
The men are ready to come aboard ship, Captain.
Okay, Allison. Pipe them aboard.
Very good, sir.
This girl could obviously use some Navy indoctrination.
Well, hello, Captain. Gee, I don't know how to thank you for rescuing us.
Silly boy. Oh, boy, man. Darnell, what are you doing here? You're the lookout.
Well, from now on, everybody looks out for themselves.
Is this one taken, Captain?
You keep away from me. I know you sailors. You probably got a man in every port.
Yes, indeed. And don't you try to tempt us with your allotment checks either.
Take it easy. Don't rush them, girls. They've been on a raft for weeks without food, water, or women.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I'm thirsty.
Now, I, on the other hand... Captain, I hate to interrupt this, but everyone here seems to be on deck. Shouldn't someone be steering the ship?
Who needs steering? Haven't you ever heard of a woman's intuition?
Yeah, that's what worries me. A fog has come up and you may be off your course, you know.
Oh, we never get off our course.
But, Captain, in this fog...
Stop worrying. I said we never get off our course.
My goodness. Say, where are we?
Well, what do you know? Omaha, Nebraska.
It's a pleasure now to climb down off the starboard port and return to the most available outlet, the lad with the slick tonsils, Dick Hames. Go ahead, Richard.
Thanks, Barbara. Best regards to a couple of brothers, one with the Marines and the other with the Army. Dave and John Dowdikin. Lookout Gang sends their best. Jim Stubbs, Sluggy Hart, Little Joe Sobus, and Small Change Stallings at Navy 565. Shattuck in an evacuation hospital. And Steve Dombrowski and his polka gang at 958. Send an interpreter along with the names of your buddies, Steve, and we'll be glad to give them a whirl. Best to Willie Warner, Schnazola, Kawani, Battleship Oser, Buster, Tex, Arturo, Pierre, and Sir Wilfred at the Bums Legation APO 956. And here's a song that's hovering around the upper rungs of the well-known ladder. It could happen to you. Get some on you, men.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh, and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me. You might stumble. Someone drops a sigh, and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring.
Guys, look like we've used up all the available static. Don't forget that here on Command Performance, no request is too big or too small, so keep your letters coming. We'll bottle the stuff and beam it to you as fast as we can. Meantime, this is Barbara Stanwyck saying the best of the best from the USA to the AEF, the BEF, and the CEF. So long.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.